Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello and welcome to our unexpected Sunday evening edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yes, I'm Deborah Lee. Many of you have come to know me quite well, especially those of you that I felt weird with you staring at me like.
Oh no, I'm gonna let you finish. I gotta relay something to you. Go ahead.
Especially those of you that come quite often and join us, and you certainly have a sense of familiarity with our very own Jimbo Baggins. And you have something to say.
Luna said, right after she said hi to us, she lost power.
In her house or in her phone?
In her house. Well, obviously not. She's talking to
us. Oh, my God.
On her phone. I'm
sorry about that, Luna. So anyway, I'm Deborah Lee, and I'm going to be conducting your readings this evening. Now, please know that we run a rather unique psychic reading show in the sense that we like to have a good time. We enjoy our audience. Jimbo has some very, specialized humor.
I know not what you think of.
And we enjoy that you participate with us. I want to remind everybody we're only using ordinary playing cards as the tool for the readings. It is basically the focal point for intuitive perception that my grandmother taught me all those many years ago. We just want to make sure that we're clear that this is not tarot, not oracle cards, or not any other kind of card reading systems that I know are out there. So just so you are on the same page with us, we will be conducting readings with ordinary playing cards. Off to you, Jimbo.
All right. We want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only.
Mm-hmm.
That's our opening show disclaimer. Also, if you're international caller or Facebook Live viewer, make sure you let us know and we'll give you an international shout out live.
Yes.
And speaking of caller, this is primarily a call-in show, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear an automated message say, hey, you can listen to the show while you wait. So if you hear the show, everything's going great. I haven't tested it. I'm just going to assume it's always great. But eventually you shall go live when we take your call. When we do so, please do the following if you legally and safely can. Get off the speakerphone, disconnect the Bluetooth communication devices. All the background noises you had going because you were bored on hold. Kill them. Stop multitasking, doing other things. And any else noises in the house that you may not even think about because they're always there or something, you know, like a TV in another room, you got a dog barking or something. Just shut all that down.
Like how parents are in Walmart when their child is screaming at the top of their lungs.
Or in a restaurant where people are trying to enjoy their food.
They don't hear it.
You don't give a flying shit.
They are just totally immune.
To say, I know, we won't give Bobby attention to his tantrum. You know what? The people around you are trying to eat their food or like you to give Bobby some goddamn attention. Like maybe a kick in the butt.
Relax.
It pisses me off when they do that. You don't take that stand with your child in the restaurant to inconvenience every single other person around them who didn't bring a screaming brat.
I wish I could tell you how many times we've had to tell the waitress, hey, you're going to have to wrap it up to go. The child is not cooperating.
We're just talking about when our kids did that once upon a time.
Yeah.
That seems like nobody does that anymore. Now they just scream.
I interjected on you were on a roll.
It's about noises. So yeah. It's just the bottom. It's you folks are calling in on the cell phone line. But it's going through the Blog Talk website and comes to the internet out our computer and out our speakers. So you got to do everything in your power to make that a perfect call because it degrades a little bit. And we don't want to go, huh, what, huh, back and forth and think it'll take forever. We might not even give you a good reading in theory. We might hear the wrong info. Also, now for those that cannot call in, we offer an option, Facebook Messenger. That's typically it's our international folks, but there's domestic folks that can't call in for whatever reason or another, and that's fine. That's cool. That's cool. But a couple of things. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee because you don't call into the Psychic Love Doctor show through Messenger.
It's through my personal page.
Deborah Lee, yes. And you can only do so when we officially open the Messenger door, the floor, the door for, door to the floor. Because
mm-hmm.
we can't, there's no automated hold system, so you can't call early and get in a queue. There is no Messenger queue. Remember, only when we say Messenger calls now, that's when you can do it. And at the end of your reading via phone or Messenger, we are going to give you a healing angel card reading.
Yes, we are.
And that's what the harp means. The harp means reading with Deborah, done. Done.
Done.
Over. Done doesn't mean, oh, I got a couple more quick questions to get in. It's like, no. The free readings, it's a free show. We do it as a courtesy, and can't give all that time to one person. We got to spread the love. If you want lots of time, you go to Deborah. You go to Deborah's website, psychiclovedoctor.com, and you can arrange a private reading. Then you have all that time and all the questions you want for that time block. But not here. It's a free show, and we got to have courtesy to others. So when you hear the harps, I'm next. I'll give you your handling angel card, and then we head out to do it. And I think the time has come. Get the show on the road. We're going to go to the first caller, 919, which is our neighbor to the south in North Carolina. 919, welcome to the show.
Hey, hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Kay.
Oh, hi, Kay. Yes, we remember you. How are you doing?
Yes. I'm doing okay. I have a question. So without going into a long story, there is someone, and I mentioned this to you before, there's someone who is doing a little bit of stalking of my friend, the one that you said you see some longevity with us. But today I actually got a call. I didn't answer because I wasn't able to talk. And then I've gotten some calls and texts from friends of that person, associates of mine. And I'm just trying to see where this is going. Because this stalking stuff is not going to work. Because she don't know for sure about me and my friend, her former friend. She's just kind of thinking of it, I gather.
Oh, to be clear, you received the call, but you didn't answer it, but was it from this woman?
Yes.
Oh, well, I would have been really curious and probably would have done the same, though.
So okay, so that was my question. Do I answer? Okay. Do I call her back? Because I did text her and told her I wasn't available at that moment. She said, call me when you can. And I asked, was everything okay? And she was like, no, but we will talk. So I'm just wondering, do I actually call her and have a conversation with her?
Oh, let's find out. Yes.
Well, I don't. Why wouldn't you?
It's the stalker person.
Oh, I thought it was her friend.
No.
Oh, my bad.
No. The stalker.
Yeah, okay. That makes a lot more sense now. I was like, why wouldn't you? Oh, that's why you wouldn't. That is a really good question. I, myself, would be hesitant, which I guess is why you're here asking the question.
And isn't it true that you can't? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Kay.
I was going to say, but she does not know for sure. There has been no confirmation to her that me and my friend are chatting. You've even said that she's just been doing some snooping and looking around and trying to get some information.
Yeah, it's a fine line there on stalking or just curiosity. Sometimes that can be misinterpreted. Sometimes it's clear.
I haven't even got all the cards out yet, but I'm pretty convinced she's fishing. You know how they go on a fishing expedition?
Yes.
And she is looking to find out where your orientation lies, if you know what I mean. She wants
she's looking for love.
She sniffed, well, She wants to make sure that Kay is not attracted to her friend in that manner, that it's strictly...
It is some serious fishing there.
But we are growing and getting to know each other, although this has caused a major hiccup for us.
Right.
Well, does your friend plan to at some point confront this woman and tell her to essentially buzz off, go away?
I don't know. I don't know because she's very, how can I say this? She's uncomfortable with it, but I also know she's the type that, you know how some people, it's best if they don't say anything because the other side of them is not always the nicest. I mean, it can be very, very, very unhealthy.
Yeah. Well, excuse me. I am perceiving here that in the way that our society is going, we don't know who's going to escalate into becoming, you know, a killer. A killer.
So I would be
nervous myself.
Sure, I would be very hesitant.
But it seems unfair that the two of you are going to have to go out in the world and simply maintain some boundaries because of that nut job, if you excuse me. But And I guess would you consider that the safest route, Jim? Because you'd look at all angles. For her to
really a case by case basis because sometimes that person needs to get pulled bluntly, buzz off.
That's exactly where my mind is because again, she does not know for sure. But if I do return her call, I'm just returning the call for somebody that I know because it's like she's going to be fishing, asking for information, and I have no problem with telling her, I met her, I know her. But on serious, we are not like in a committed relationship. We're getting to know each other, and I'm not ashamed of that.
Right.
But I also don't want. Yeah. I just want to tell her.
The only concern
legal side, I have no problem with taking legal action. But somebody who's crazy, legal doesn't really bother them.
No, it does not. They don't care about.
No, and the thing is, if you say what you just said to us, I worry that this is going to get her jets really revved to keep going at their friends.
Yes.
Right.
But then what you do in terms of your relationship with this other friend, that's your business, not this other woman.
Well, we know that.
Yeah.
Right.
So
sane people know that.
Well, you got a catch-22 here, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Burying your head in the sand doesn't work. So,
no, it does not.
What do you see, Deb?
Well, what she wants is to know that you are just a really nice friend with this woman she's obsessed with.
Well, what if you weren't?
Yeah, what if you weren't? That's the thing that worries me. I mean, are you carrying a... Are you got a concealed carry permit?
I don't know. I don't think I'd be nice for her. So what business is of yours, first of all? What business?
Part of me wants to take that approach because it is nobody's business.
It is nobody's business.
Even, no matter where we stand is right now is strictly platonic. But even if it wasn't, that's still none of her business.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, it's your business. You can say it nice, but hey, I don't have to give you any information. I didn't even have to take this call.
Yeah, she is infringing on your privacy
and
your freedom. Well, I want to tell you. Yes, go ahead. I just want to tell you, I am not seeing that you or your friend are in any kind of danger. And believe me, this stuff does come through in a reading if you are. Okay, but at this present time, I don't see that. And it's kind of laughable if she calls you up to threaten you to leave her woman alone, you know.
Who was never her woman.
That's right.
So
be aware you may be dealing with somebody who's unbalanced.
Yep, just always watch your back.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Stand by real quick for your healing angel card reading. Subject is positive outcome.
Oh, there it is.
The sun is about to burst through the clouds, and you will soon see things in a different light. Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope.
And she's going to eventually meet somebody else.
That's what everybody hopes when you get these weirdos.
Yeah. It always seems to take that. You never really lose your feelings for somebody until somebody else comes along.
Exactly.
And then that'll be the other woman's problem.
Yeah, that'll be their problem.
Exactly. All right.
Well,
thank you so much.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
I love hearing from you,
yeah,
Kay.
Yeah, definitely. Call back again.
You have beautiful cards, by the way. You really do. This friend is very lucky to have you as a friend.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for holding.
Yeah. Now, that was a good question.
Yeah, it was.
It isn't simply a, what is it, LBJQH, whatever they, you know, what do you call that? The alternative, or you all know what
you're
I'm
talking yourself
to
into the stupid corner. You might not
it's
want.
A problem that exists for all of us.
Yeah, it's,
so it's not by orientation.
It knows no gender or orientation.
Yeah.
Stalking idiots are stalking idiots. International shout out to Mike.
Mike, is he Bill Clinton tonight?
Of course he is. I think that he should legally change his name. All right, anyway, we're going to keep on in. Let's see where we're going next. I think we're going to, are they still there? They are. We're going to area code 618, Illinois, 618. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Illinois. And who are we speaking to?
Hello, it's Amy.
Amy, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
Okay, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Rocking and rolling.
Yep.
And happy I was basically wanting to see if you could see into, like, what me and Derek are going through. Like, he's kind of setting down because he's going through that divorce, you know, and he's just kind of getting to where he told me he loved me, which is a first. But now it seems like he has shut down, like, any kind of physical emotion between us.
Physicalness?
I think so, yeah.
That you're not happy? No intimacy?
That's fine.
No intimacy, no cuddling, no anything like that.
Oh, boy.
Those are not good signs. But
is he still living with the wife, the, you know?
No, he's practically living with me.
Oh. So have you asked him in a non-threatening kind of way?
He says he's just trying to focus on his divorce and all that stuff. But, and I understand that. I do. But, you know, why are you here if you, and tell him you love me if you don't want him?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, you'd
too.
Think he'd want some sugar just to make him feel good.
It's usually not a good sign.
Yeah, and it's not even about that. It's like just even just the cuddling or, you know, just holding hands or something like that. It's like, he's just sat down.
Okay,
he's basically gone cold.
Yeah, I'm going to take a look at this.
He's gone cold. It's not a good sign, but there are many reasons that could be. It doesn't have to be the bad thing.
Maybe I watch too much Jerry Springer.
Well, it's not Jerry Springer.
Is he working? Does he help with any of the bills?
No, his desk is just focused on his divorce case. And just sits there and, you know, wants me to be all involved in, like, what's going on in his court case about these cars and his wife lying to him and shit. But he doesn't see that I don't want to live in the past. It seems like he's living in the past.
Well, here's the thing I've learned after all these years dealing with men and women in divorce. All right. A lot of times men will hang in there as long as they can because, by God, they worked hard to earn those cars and that house. And you know what I mean? And yet it's stuff. The world is full of stuff. And buying your freedom, you know, might be worthwhile.
He's like, I don't want her to take anything else from me. I said, well, why can't you see she's taking your life?
Exactly.
Because all you're doing is focusing on her.
He is. Yeah, here it is. He's obsessing over the loss. It's like it's like some kind of little gerbil on one of those little wheels, and it's just running around in his head. And he's stewing and stewing, and, you know, you're right. That woman is stealing his life. But the thing is,
he's allowing it.
He can buy his way out. You know, chuck it and say, hey, baby, I want away from you so bad. Put it in front of me. I'm signing it. And she has children, right?
Yep.
Well, that should be his main concern. You know.
He has a ring order to where he can't see his kids. He already hasn't seen his kids since July 18th.
What the heck?
That's interesting.
Yeah, why? How could she get a order like that?
Because she don't give a fuck.
I'm sorry?
She don't give a fuck. I mean, she's taking his cars. She's taking his money. She's taking everything. And I don't even think she bought the cars. I think she just took the money.
Well, I would definitely have to agree with you. The thing is, what I see is that you are open. You are like in the Wizard of Oz movie. You are the garden on the other side of that house when it comes down from the tornado and Dorothy opens the door. What is there? Gorgeous, beautiful garden. And yours is filled with love for this man.
Yep, but he's pushing me away.
Yes, and so, oh boy, I never tell people what to do, but I try to give you options from what I see. If you reach a point that you can't live like this anymore, you may have to give him an ultimatum.
I already have, and he just don't care. It's his way or no way.
Well, isn't it your place?
Well, yes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's your life, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told him, I said, I don't have to live like this. I said, I have done everything in the world I can for you. I said, and you're just, it's like you're unappreciative. I said, and you're telling me that you're trying to better yourself and get your life back, but you're living in the past. How is this getting your life back?
It is. He's not. I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I fear, just looking at these cards and knowing you and your heart as I have all these many months, I fear that he would go back because of the stuff, the cars, the this, the that.
Yep.
And I guess if that happens, Amy, maybe it's best you pick yourself up and you move on, you know. And you know he'll come back once down the road. He secures his cars and, the works out.
Well, I would find that unacceptable.
But it would be unacceptable to me, too.
Yeah. So you think he'll go back?
Well, it's a thing that happens. But he'll tell you he's not going back for his kids, which is a crying shame. He'll say he's going back for his stuff, his material possessions. That's going to tell you a lot about who he is, his character. Mm-hmm. And I really believe in knowing you as I have through your cards, you deserve better than that.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, let's see what the angels have for you.
Archangel Sandalphon, I have heard your call for help. Your prayer will soon be answered.
Oh, that sounds like some kind of help is on the way.
Yeah, and it might not be what you think, too.
It might go the other way. It
might be like where you have to put your foot down and say, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back?
No more.
All right.
And not to make light of
it. Yeah, we weren't trying to make light of it.
Amy,
we like to sing.
What you're watching could be the story of your future with that man, that he would treat you the very...
It could be what they call a sign, a little bit of a sign of things to come that you might have to be in that
situation.
And
now that he isn't giving you physical affection.
And he doesn't give a... doesn't give a damn.
Yeah, he doesn't give
a... doesn't give a damn. He said, hey, this ain't right. And he goes, I don't give a damn. He said, well, neither do I. Hit the road, Jack.
Did he say that?
No, she basically said he doesn't care.
Well, then he maybe ought to remove his bony ass from your home.
Yeah, I would say, how would you like your things boxed up when I toss their asses out the door? Would you like your
home? I mean, if it was me, I'd just say, you know what? Life is too short for me to live like this whatever his name is, I would say, you know what, you're going to need to go and handle this on your own and look me up someday if you ever get through it.
We got this one life. The clock's ticking. We can't yep. waste all this time.
Yeah, see, you're agreeing, and I know we're just confirming yep. what your own intuition is already telling you.
Yep. Well, and you should keep calling back on this.
I would love that if you can.
And it might, help you. It might help you too when you look into this a lot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Absolutely.
Sometimes it's good just to when you call and then somebody tells you what you already know. It's like a confirmation of what your gut's telling you. Makes you feel good about yourself a little bit, even though you're in a shitty situation. You're giving it your best.
And don't you dare, Miss Amy, think that this is going to be the. Did she leave? I want to tell her this over the airwaves. Don't you dare think that this is the story of your life, that every relationship is going to go right down the, what do you call it?
Down the pooper.
Yeah, I was going to say that because it isn't. These are lessons that we're learning, what we will, what we can't accept, you know, with people. And we'd never be so desperate that we just grab onto somebody, even if it could be the worst thing we ever do. So that's for my Amy.
Word up on that dog.
My girl out there. Ooh,
I forgot to give an international shout out to Laura. We got in the middle of that reading when she showed up.
Hey, Laura.
And speaking of not just Laura, anybody, right now we open the floor to Facebook Messenger calls.
And
I typed it first.
Yes, the other callers, stand
You're
by.
Good. You're good. We got a few on hold. We took care of the pre-show ones that had been hold like forever before the show even started. We knocked them out. So it's always important. They've been holding like 15, 20 minutes already before the show even started.
Oh, here we go.
Dun, dun, dun,
All
dun,
right.
Dun.
Hello there.
Hey.
Hi. My camera is
good. Alexis.
Yes. Is this?
That's good. This Alexis from Indiana.
Hello there.
You sent me a little message today.
Yes, I had met this girl, and I like her.
Well, hey, that's great.
Cool.
I'm still trying to...
You hear me?
Yeah. Something's going on.
What the hell are you doing?
I was trying to activate my camera, but it's not...
It says audio call.
Yep. Oh, well, fine. Okay. Well, I think that's great. So you guys have a connection.
Yes, and she is so nice.
Oh, I'm
glad.
That's
cool. And I guess what would your question be specifically about that?
Something
about her.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to see where what possibilities there are out there?
Yeah, I mean.
That's a good question.
We're open to anything.
Well, I mean, that's a really good question, though, when you first, because you don't know. When you first run into somebody, you're like, wow, this feels kind of good. But you also, if you've been around the block a few times, you've had that feeling before and it ended up not being good. So you get worried.
Face it, we're all on our best behavior.
It's a job interview.
When we meet somebody, exactly.
You put on your best clothes, you watch your language, and you do, you try to, you know, and it shows respect for the other person if you do that, though. But the problem is sometimes there might be some flaws they don't know about.
Well, sure, and as time goes on, they're going
to... You might like to eat babies or something. They don't know that, you know, so it's something that you would like to know.
And Alexis, I know you know this just as every other woman out there, and maybe a lot of guys know this, but there's basically an unwritten rule between all of us, and it goes something like this. Excuse me. The rule is, I'm going to love you as my bestie, and we're just going to be BFFs, and we'll share clothes, or we'll tell each other everything. Yep, but the minute that you say something I don't like, I'm going to dump your ass faster than a hot potato.
Right.
Yes, that's all I want to see where it's going.
And that is smart. And why we're
like a sack of wet shit.
Why we're like that, I don't know. We say, I love you. See you later. You know, call me when you get home. But then, when you get on that thin ice, we don't accept apologies well from each other. And a lot of us don't even make them.
No, I got that pass today. I feel so good.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Okay, I've got to tell you, your friend, when you get to know her much better, and you will, when she seems like she's being ornery with you, petty, saying snippy things, it's actually because she's feeling jealous of you. I mean, you're a very beautiful lady. And I don't know, you know, I'm not saying she isn't. She could be a Barbie doll incarnate, but insecure people are going to act jealous and possessive. So bear that in mind. And there's a guy here that could present some problems. I think he's going to, you haven't met him yet, but I think he's going to ask you out when he meets you or want to ask you out. And this is going to be a real stickler of a problem between you two girls, ladies. Okay, so bear that in mind.
Okay,
and I'm not saying she's horrifying. And don't get me wrong. She has some very good qualities, but we all have our little flaws, you know, our Achilles heel, things, you know, it's just nature, I guess.
That's because we're humans and we're not perfect.
Question. Yeah.
Well, I know I can't ask really too many, but the Lord, the Lord go to my job. I asked about her earlier in the question when I talked to you. But when I told her about my friend, it's like she being messy and everything. And even with the job situation, she's messy. Like, she's talking to all the females that I talk to that I don't get along with. She's supposed to be my best friend. But she's making bad, like, she's talking bad. Like, she's like, why would you talk to a girl then? You know, like, trying to push me down.
Well, I think you've got to keep an eye on her and watch for the things she doesn't say, but she says, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So watch for that. And if she's just playing both sides of the field, I don't know how much of a true blue friend that is.
Complete cut her off.
That's
awesome. Sometimes you have to. You don't want to do that right away, but sometimes you got to do it.
Just be cautious and careful.
Yep.
And if it gets into your gut that this is not your friend, then I would say adios.
Launch her like a space shuttle.
Because she was making, like, I guess she's saying, "Bud, why was you turning gay because of Feliciano?" And I'm like, I'm not with that man. I'm not with that man at all.
No, and why is your sexual, you know, orientation?
Because I serve God and everybody. Like, you serve God, why you turning gay? You know why I'm turning gay? Because this is what I want to do in life. I want to be happy. I want to be at peace. I don't want to deal with no more chaos. I'm at peace. I went to church. I'm changing. I feel the difference changes in my life now. I just feel God is taking me somewhere.
Well, I bring no judgment to what anybody feels in their heart or in their, you know, like their, what do you call it?
Do whatever you do, as long as it doesn't hurt another person. Do whatever you got to do.
And
I love y'all.
And you know, honey, I really think you're more possibly bisexual than actually gay.
Sometimes just life doesn't get you where you are right away sometimes. Sometimes you try different things in life.
Yeah, and I don't think God is that...
He's supposed to be benevolent.
No, he don't judge you for nothing.
Right.
He's a benevolent God.
And Love is the strongest force in the entire universe.
Yes, and this lady, like, this girl, she came out the blue, and I swear, like, she has been so nice, and she's very nice. She always calls me, text. We always on the phone together, so I know, like, she's not doing nothing to try to hurt me.
No, that's good. So I think this is wonderful for you, but I don't think you're fully finished with men either. So,
you know what?
And it's crazy because I was just like, I know it's happening though, but I was just crazy because it's like, I think my ex trying to come back to me because the girl looking on my Facebook, but you know what? I don't even want it back when they come back. I'm at peace.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, hey, sometimes when that ship sails, it doesn't mean it's coming back to port.
Exactly.
Thank you.
All right, real quick.
All right, here's your card.
Gratitude is the subject of your healing angel card reading. Make gratitude your new attitude. Oh, look at the person who wrote this is a poet. Make gratitude your new attitude. You can make a song out of that. The stars will shine brighter upon you. All in your world will become lighter.
Oh, I think
That's saying that I need to start walking in my attitude. I need to start walking in my gratitude. Don't let nothing stop me or nothing.
It's a nice way of saying try not to dwell in the negative. Be grateful for the things you do have. Sometimes we all get in a funk and we think of all the bad things in our lives, but we forget about the good things.
And you know,
and we got good things.
Don't let other people try to tell you how to run your life.
That's right.
It's yours.
Right.
Yeah.
Smack them down.
Thanks, y'all. I love
you. All right.
Y'all.
Love you, too. All right. Thanks for calling, honey.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Y'all do a Monday through Friday.
Oh, probably.
Well, Monday is 100% guaranteed, except on Canadian holidays.
Just remember, we start at 6.
And it's News for the Soul Radio, different number. But
yeah.
you can still find them. You go to News for the Soul and Blog Talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, but when we still post on Facebook, too.
Yeah, we do.
So you'll see us.
Yeah.
We go live. We still
Take
broadcast
care,
live.
I'm happy that you have a new friend. Good
yeah,
for
sir.
You.
I've been at so much peace since I haven't even been worrying about that dude. I haven't been talking to nobody.
Well,
I was very surprised she didn't mention it.
Yeah, like this girl is blocking all the negativity out of my life.
And she's there, it sounds, to heal you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so awesome.
You gotta see where it goes.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Love you too. Bye bye.
Thank you very much. All right.
Bye bye. Yeah.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. And then we're going to our next caller. This is area code 914 in New York. 914. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, yes,
sure.
It's Catherine from New York. Hi.
Oh, hello, Catherine.
Welcome back.
Boy, can't wait to hear what's new with you.
What's happening?
Yeah, I have an exciting prospect. This lady wants to work with me. I want to work with her as well. She's overseas, and I was wondering which project to do with her. I have one that starts with an M. I was wondering if we should do that together or start a whole other new one.
Okay, so either the project M that you got in the works or start from scratch on a brand new project.
You know, and I'm glad you don't put it out there on the air.
You don't have to.
Yeah, it's your baby.
Yeah,
you don't want to
give
it away.
Yeah, yeah, proprietary information.
Yeah.
You give that away, people will take
proprietary
and run away.
That's a big word for you.
We had it rammed down our throat at my job.
It does?
Yeah, some of our emails have that written all over proprietary information.
All right, I'm doing the card email. And for everybody, I forgot to tell you at the beginning, I'm using a full 24-card spread or layout. The spreads are in the layout. So what I'm doing is I'm getting a look at, the lay of the land in terms of your life at present. So here we go, Catherine. Give me a moment here.
I would like to call it, if people remember the days of the Polaroid.
Yeah.
It's like somebody's looking at your entire future and they're taking just a snapshot of that. But it's got a date and time stamp on it. That doesn't mean a week from now that your future's going to look just like that picture that was taken a week ago. Things can change.
Sure.
That's why this woman here does cards on herself a lot.
Yeah.
She knows that.
Yeah, and I like to end on a happy note, so sometimes I get a little neurotic about it.
Yeah, I don't think you should make that.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I think that you're pushing the envelope.
Why, by trying to make it go positive?
Yeah, it's like you're trying to will it, and that's...
Yeah.
Hey, it's you do your thing, you do what you gotta do. But I don't think that's gonna work.
Nobody ever says the messenger was perfect. All the messenger does is deliver the message. What is my book called? Ta-da, the message.
Yeah,
yeah.
A few hundred years ago, even longer, those messengers didn't have a good lifespan depending on who they were delivering it to.
Catherine, be very careful with this woman. All right? Yeah, I know this is knocking the wind out of your sails, but I fear that she is not quite as pure of heart as she is coming across. Look at this, Jim. 2 4s. Together, all the 4s are bad. They're negative, very negative. What I see here is that I don't think she's going to come across with the goods or whatever she's promising you. This is not a good choice for you, hon. I'm sorry, and you don't have to listen to me. I mean, if it's in your heart.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is what Deb sees in the cards.
You on the losing end of something because this She appears to have her own private agenda.
So as far as her question, you don't really have a good answer for that because of her.
I would not share M with her.
M or start a new one? Then you think she should start a new one then and not share M?
If you proceed, if you start a new one, boy, would I keep my eyes on her and watch.
Right.
We were talking earlier, the subtext of what somebody, they're saying something, but maybe they're saying a little something else.
As to what is referred to as reading between the lines.
Exactly. Yeah, so anything that you do, first of all, I'd make sure you get a non-disclosure with her if you, and being overseas, how much legalities can that hold?
Oh, nothing. You can hold nothing whatsoever.
True.
Absolutely nothing. Nope. Can't hold anybody, any document.
Yeah, unless you go through the lawyer. So
on my own. Yeah.
Well, the cards are saying it right now. For this person. Mm-hmm. There's other people out there. Deb was just saying this one person doesn't look like it's going to work out good for you. I think you'll be very sorry about what she's saying in the long run.
Yeah, she's got this card on her that is the Four of Diamonds. Four of Diamonds is a card of deceit, betrayal. It can even mean hatred. Yeah, it's a very bad card. She said it'd be like her caption would be, well, I've been burnt before, and I'm just going to turn around and do it to somebody else. So,
you'll do unto others.
And it doesn't ever hurt to do a background, get a dossier.
It's hard to do overseas, but it can be done.
The internet.
Oh, no, it can be done.
Yeah.
I'm just saying sometimes don't rely on just Googling, and that's it.
No, there's some really good agencies you can go to also. Yeah.
That are very cheap.
So, I'm sorry.
No, I appreciate it so much. No, forewarned. No, I so appreciate it.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Well, now, here is...
Me so much better, too. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Here's a healing angel card.
Yeah, here's your healing angel card reading real quick. Subject is inspiration.
Okay.
A new idea comes to you like a gentle whisper inside your heart. Listen and take action. This inspiration is from high above.
Ooh. So it sounds like there's some divine intervention coming.
So it sounds like when you push the reset button on this project stuff, something's going to come along and you're going to be happy and okay with it.
Yeah. I definitely saw that there would be better individuals, more trust. That's the thing that bothered me. I could not find trust connected to this woman. Like she's your Judas in a way, Jesus betrayer. So call again and, we'll look at whatever else you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely call again. Again and again and again.
Here's the way Grandma put it.
So
you're welcome, Catherine. She'd say, don't you dare just pump sunshine up somebody's skirt just because, it'll make them feel good. She said that.
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much. We'll talk again.
Yes.
And wait a minute. Let's analyze that freaking phrase.
Why?
Pump sunshine up somebody's skirt. What in the hell do all those terms mean? First of all, I'm not wearing a skirt.
It's a phrase. It's just a figure of speech.
And if I was wearing a skirt, do I want sunshine jacked up my skirt? I don't know.
It's like the saying, you can't put lipstick on a pig.
Well, you can.
Well, you can't. I mean, come on.
I bet I could. Give me a pig. Watch me put some damn lipstick on it if the price is right. I ain't going to kiss it, but,
Well, pumping sunshine, I guess it's kind of like blowing smoke up somebody's,
Oh, just blowing smoke in general. I got you. I know. I know. I just sometimes these phrases, you just try to, tie them down, and you can't.
Look, there's information. Like, for years as a kid, I was told by adults, mind your P's and Q's.
Well,
I thought, what are P's and Q's?
Right.
And then I remember doing a paper in school and looked it up, and that's actually pints and quarts. It means
they were running tabs.
I'm sure British people here would.
They were running tabs, and then eventually when they get their wages, they'd have to pay up. You better mind your P's and Q's.
And
your wages will be gone when you get it.
Not get too sloppy drunk.
Yeah, I don't think they gave a shit about that. I think it was about money.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, maybe Mike will fill you in.
Because if you run a, if you're running a pub, a bar, a what do you call it?
Tavern.
Yeah. And you got people, and it's common to do a tab thing. It's like, yeah, just make sure that when you get your wages, you cover what you're running up here. So you might want to mind your pace in court. All right.
I like it.
Let's rock. Let's
all right.
Roll.
Well, Catherine, better things are coming to you. So in case you're still listening.
All right. 845, also in the state of New York. 845, welcome.
New York. Hi. And what is your name, please?
Hello?
Hi,
my name is Maria. I call it from
Monica.
How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing, Maria?
Fine, thank you. I got a question, if you don't mind, please.
All
you
right,
see
go
me,
ahead.
I'm going to go back in Italy the 23 or the 24, this year, next year. So I'm going to go back again.
All right, let's take a look and see when you're going back to. When you go to use manifesting, say when, not if. Say when will I? So it's like you're putting out to the higher power and the heavens and the universe that you plan to go. All right, I'm going to look at your cards right now. And Jim will chat with you.
All right, so she's looking to go back to Italy, yes?
Yes.
Right.
And you're hoping in 2023, obviously.
Yes, or the 23, the 24th, I'm going to buy a property over there.
Oh,
nice.
This is a conversation we've had before. It's been a while,
yeah.
But we've had this conversation before. That's cool.
That's nice.
It actually is, and that's obviously she's familiar with it, I'm sure. So that's where you want to go. There's a certain time when you got to make that move if that's where you want to spend the rest of your life.
You know, Maria, there seems like a lot about this trip that's still up in the air because it's like you go to plan something and then you reschedule. Has that been happening where you think you're going to go in this, you know, in a certain month, but then you have to wait? Well, that's what it's looking like. There's delays here. But the right time is coming. I think it's in the spring of this year, of this new year. A new year. Okay?
You see me up.
I'm sorry?
You see me up by property over there? I'm going to buy the house near the water. That's my dream.
Oh, yes. There's a big word. But it means a lot of good stuff. Serendipity is all around that trip that you're going to end up going to Italy at exactly the right time that this dream will be coming true for you. So you don't want to rush it. Don't want to try and get there too soon. Wait for the time to be exactly right. I say it's in the early spring, which isn't that far away.
No, that's beautiful. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too, Maria. Now, don't you run away. We got a healing card for you.
Subject is the unknown.
Okay.
Do not fear the unknown. This is a time of deep exploration and transformation. Unfamiliar territory leads to new horizons.
And, you know, I actually saw in your cards that you will be doing a transaction with a man in Italy, and it will go very, very good for you. So take care.
Yep. Thank you so much for calling.
Yep, Marie, call us again. Take care,
honey. Very good.
Yeah.
Have a nice time just giving you and your family.
Yeah. Take care now, and God
thank
bless you.
You. Thank you. God.
Yes, thank you. She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
And that's her dream, to go to Italy.
Yeah.
And I saw in her reading the land she's going to buy.
Cool.
I love it.
I like it. 229, that's down in Georgia. 229, you're the next caller.
Okay, this may not be really Georgia.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Melvin. How are you doing?
Georgia.
Hi.
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah.
Well, glad to hear it. Yes. Tell us. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to know, like, do you see anybody, do you all see anybody coming into my life for the holidays, female-wise? I gave this girl my phone number at the football game last Friday night. And I texted her, but she didn't text me back. But if there's anybody else or anybody coming in my life,
right.
Female, you know, trying to get in a relationship.
Well, sure.
Always a good question. The holidays are upon us. So that's a short window.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, right. You never know what's going to come from around the next corner.
You don't.
It can almost seem like a miracle.
Word up on that, dog.
Mm. So.
Cards are going down.
As I'm laying your cards out, I have a question for you, Melvin. Do you ever attend any community events? You know, like they have. Oh, you know, community events, holiday events. Well, that's a good way to meet people. I see it here in your cards that you're very friendly. You have no trouble talking to people. You're not bad looking either there, man. So
no,
calm down there, woman. Calm down.
Well, I'm glad you're humble about it, but yes, you have very attractive features. And the right woman is going to swoon for you.
Well, what about the question?
Yeah.
The question is for the holidays.
Yes, I'm jealous,
eh?
He says you sound jealous.
Yeah, I want to get to the point here. I got you.
I'll do the same thing.
Keep going to these. And, you know, when if a community event attracts you, you ought to go. Because I really think, like how you met somebody the other night, she hasn't followed through, but you did everything you were supposed to.
That's all you can do.
That's all you can do is you basically punted, you know, gave her the ball. So now keep doing this kind of thing. Go out, talk to these nice ladies. And actually, I see one for you. She's in the process of breaking up with her boyfriend, husband, something like that.
Something like that.
And this woman could become a big potential for you in 2023. I feel she's the one leaving. He drinks too much. He runs around too much. So this could be a lady ripe for picking for you. So
Have I met this woman before you're saying?
No, I don't think so. I feel that you still have new women to meet. So the more you get out, all right, it's good for your life, good for you, and you're going to you will not spend the rest of your life alone, hon, let me tell you. You will definitely have a lovely soulmate partner. And will it be by the holidays? I would say it will be by next year's holidays.
Yeah, the holidays are upon us, that's asking.
Just put that wish out there to Santa Claus.
Doesn't mean you shouldn't quit. Doesn't mean you stop trying. All right. Your subject
I'm going to try until I find somebody.
Okay, we got
Archangel Michael, the path is now clear. I have removed all obstacles in your way. You can move forward now with ease and confidence. You will achieve what your heart desires.
Yes, you will. And women love, around the holidays, meeting nice guys. Put a Santa hat on in December. Walk around. You know, I often approach guys that are wearing a Santa hat and say, are you a helper or are you the big guy himself? As in Santa. So I think you'll get flirted with if you do.
Sure, that'd be a compliment. If somebody calls you Santa, you might want to look at yourself in the mirror.
I don't think they're talking about their weight. There are skinny Santas, too.
Where the hell's there a damn skinny Santa?
At the mall.
Wow.
All right, Mel.
Well,
thank you.
I didn't mean to call it a family feud.
Yeah.
That's right. Do, do, do. Joyzy. 856. You are next. You are last, actually.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. How are you and who are you? Who are you?
Rose Maria.
Oh, hello there.
Hello.
Yes, Maria. You've often been our last call of the show. Seems like maybe a little divine intervention there.
It was meant to be.
Yes. Rose Maria, what is happening in your world these days?
Too much chaos where I'm living and just getting tired and frustrated and pretty much giving up. That makes sense.
Aw. You know, often the end of the year feels like that. But that's when we got to really kind of shake things up.
We're humans.
Yeah.
You know, you get that, like, you know, I keep trying and it seems like I'm losing ground instead of gaining ground, you know?
Yeah, and even I, like today, I did some afternoon shopping. And my late husband has been, it's now going on 5 years since I lost him. But the holidays with the decorations and the couples, and it can get to you. You know, it can make you sad. So even TV, they make it just heart-wrenching for people that don't have a partner or children at this time.
Well, then you got these commercials.
Yeah.
Where dudes are buying chicks $15,000 necklaces or, oh, hey, how about a Lexus for Christmas to go with your other Lexuses?
Oh,
like,
a Lexus.
Oh, like
car.
We all got money just to buy people cars.
Car.
I should buy cars for my whole family.
Yes.
Cars to you all.
And yet there's people that can't even buy gas.
Yeah, trying
right
to eat.
Now.
Trying to eat, you know.
You know, I got to tell you something, Rose Maria, and everybody out there's going to be nodding and sending you energy. Your life is right now on the brink of changing, and boy, is it going to change for the better. A lot of times, things seem like the old saying, darkest before the dawn. And what I like is the one about when you go to shoot an arrow out of a bow. If you've ever done it, I did it in high school. But just imagine right now, you have to draw that arrow back before you can release it and it goes forward. So sometimes it's as if we're taking steps backwards, but it's going to give us the, what would you, velocity? What's the word there, Einstein? With the motion, the speed.
Well, actually what you're doing, and I'll put people to sleep, is when you're drawing the arrow back, that's kinetic energy.
Mm-hmm.
And once you got it all the way back, now you have that potential. I mean, when you let go, you've released that potential. That energy is converted to kinetic energy, and it's launching the arrow.
Okay. So that,
yay, physics.
That's where the good stuff comes. You, I think, Rose Maria, you should start thinking about all the wonderful things that you can do that aren't going to break your bank account or that won't put you out living in a box. But think of all the great things you could do starting in January. You know, maybe go read, volunteer and read to some little kids. You know, find a, keep looking for a good job that will make you happy to go to work. They're out there. Sometimes you just have to work really hard to get them. And feel good about yourself. Really try the best. When you see your reflection in, like, as you're walking down the street in a window or in a mirror, smile at yourself. You're the only you that is ever going to be in this world.
And to carry that on, believe it or not, the healing angel card is diversity.
Yeah.
The world would be boring. The world would be a boring place if we were all the same. Celebrate your uniqueness. You are special and much loved.
Yes, you certainly are. And I'm going to tell you what, I get a very good feeling that we're going to hear awesome things about you in 2023. Doors are right in front of you, hon, and they're going to open.
You just can't see them. Yeah.
Just don't lose your hope and faith. Don't.
No, we're humans. We've got to keep on, keep on, and so that, otherwise you'll never get to that.
You keep calling for readings, and we will keep giving you pep talks.
We shall do so.
Right, and right now you've got thousands and thousands of people around the world that are sending you positive energy. So if you feel a big zing, that's it. That's it. Don't worry, sweetie. You're going to be okay. There's no doubt in my mind.
We do shows all the time, as you know. Call back again.
Please.
As many times as you would like, just once per show, but as many shows as you desire.
Yes, hon. Take care. All right. God bless you.
Thank you for holding forever.
Yeah. All right. Okay, I guess we have to.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. We got a wrap. Sorry, folks. So it was an impromptu Sunday, and we hit our hour, and we got to go.
Get that little blonde out of the...
We got to go. The show is over. Say goodbye.
Yeah. Eastern. Take care, everybody. Take care.
Rock on.